Hi, and welcome to another Samsung Galaxy Watch demo. And in this demo, I want to show you how you can use the Galaxy Wearable app, in this case on my Samsung Galaxy S10, to adjust the various volumes for the Galaxy Watch, i.e. ringer, accessibility, media, notifications, and your system sounds. Because if you do have a Galaxy Watch, what you might have noticed, if you do go into sounds within settings on the Galaxy Watch, that really is for the ringer volume and nothing else. So if you want to adjust the sound of accessibility, i.e. voice assistant, etc., then you need to do it within the Galaxy Wearable app. So let me just grab my S10 out of my pocket and point it at my face. There we go. All right, so all I have to do now is just hold in the Bixby button and say, open Galaxy Wearable.
Selected, home tab 1 of 3.
Let's do my favorite voice assistant command on the S10, which is drawing an up arrow, so up and down.
Move to the beginning. Navigation door, button, not in list.
Okay, and let's flick through.
Galaxy Watch, Samsung Pay, and flicking
list. To the right here.
Notifications, apps, map, widgets, add, sound and vibration, sound mode, volume, ringtone.
Okay, that's the one, so double tap on sound.
Sound and vibration.
I flick to the right.
Navigate up. Sound and vibration.
We've got, as I said in the intro, quite a few different volume settings here. So if I flick to the right.
Sound mode, vibrate with sound, volume.
And double tap on volume.
Volume.
We have.
Navigate up. Volume. Ringtone.
We've got the ringtone volume.
53% ringtone slider.
Which is currently set at 53%.
Accessibility.
Accessibility.
100% accessibility slider.
Which is currently set at 100%, and these controls are sliders. And there's a trick to using these sliders, which I'll get onto in a minute, because the way that you would normally think of doing it doesn't actually work.
Media.
So there's media.
53%. 53%. Media, slider, notifications.
Notifications.
53%.
53% again.
System.
And system.
53%.
53%.
Slider.
So if I flick again.
53%. Navigate up.
We're back volume. Up to the top of the screen. All right. So here's the deal. If you do the following with these sliders, it won't work. If you press the volume up and volume down keys when you're on a slider, at least when I'm using voice assistant, I haven't tried it with TalkBack, while it will say it's adjusting the slider, while it'll adjust it, oh, thank you, that doesn't matter. While it sounds like it's adjusting it, it actually won't make any changes at all. And similarly, if you do a flick up or down to also adjust the slider, it won't adjust the settings, all right? So those two things, don't worry about flicking up and down, and don't use the volume up and down because it won't work, at least when you're using Voice Assistant on the Samsung Galaxy S10 here that I'm using. Right, so let me show you what does work. Unlock my phone again.
12:16 p.m.
Doing a flick up and down.
Move to the
top. All right.
Volume, ringtone.
So ringtone.
53% ringtone.
So I flicked onto the slider. Now, if I double tap on it, we get the sound effect of the ring. Now, if I one finger double tap and hold,
60% ringtone slider,
and slide the slide to the right,
ringtone slider, 86% ringtone slider, 93%.
So 93%, and take my finger off. So that's now the volume of the ringer. So if I flick off,
accessibility,
and flick back to left, so I can tell it's at 93%.
Accessibility 100% accessibility.
And we do the same for accessibility, 100%.
53% accessibility slider.
Now, unfortunately, that ringer, even though it said 8 for accessibility, which one of these will actually say the item or sound, that ringer keeps going. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to come down the bottom.
Back button.
I'm just going to double tap on back for the moment.
Sound and vibration.
So I can stop the ringer sound. That's the only one that does it, by the way. The other ones work quite nicely. One finger flick up and down.
Sound mode. Vibrate with sound. Volume.
Double tap on volume again.
Volume. Navigate
so flicking through to the right.
Volume.
So we've done that one, ringtone. Now, if I double tap that now, by the way, it would reset it back to 53%, at least according to Voice Assistant, which is a mid-range volume. So if it's right again.
Accessibility, 53%, accessibility, slider.
Okay, now because I already tapped on, I did a double tap on to put the focus on accessibility, that's why the slider went from 100% to 53%, because it's a mid-range again. So if I double tap on it, you'll actually hear my watch say 8. Okay. All right. So same deal again. I'm going to double tap and hold. and I'm going to drag my finger to the right to increase
60% it. Accessibility slider. 73%
and tap my finger off.
Slider.
11.
Okay, and that's my watch now saying 11. So if I just turn my bezel on my watch.
Weather page 3 of 11. It is 12:18 p.m.
Okay, and as you can tell, I've reduced the number of widgets that I've got running on my watch at the moment because I'm trying to be a little bit more efficient rather than having about 16 or 17 there. And I'll go through them on the next podcast, actually. All right, so one finger double tap and hold again.
60% accessibility slider.
I'm going to drag my finger to the right again.
66% accessibility slider. 100% accessibility 15. Slider.
And now it's at 100% again, which I normally have it when I'm demoing, if I'm usually using it round and about. Let me do one finger double tap and hold. And down a bit.
46% Whoops. Accessibility slider.
Okay,
40% yep. Accessibility slider.
Six.
It's gone down to volume 6. I should learn by now that when you do a one finger double tap and hold initially, it goes back to mid-range. So one finger double tap and hold again and going to the right.
66% accessibility slider. 73% accessibility slider. 80% accessibility slider. 40% accessibility slider.
Whoops. Okay, so you can see this is a bit fiddly, so double tap and hold again.
73% accessibility slider. 80% accessibility slider.
Okay, so it's at 12, which is not too bad of volume. If I rotate the bezel on the watch.
Weather page 3 of 11.
It's not too bad.
It is 12:19 p.m.
All right, so let me just put it back to maximum again. So I'm going to double tap on it.
53%.
It's going to say 53%, and the watch will say 8 because that's the accessibility sound. So that ringer sound you were hearing, by the way, that was coming off the watch, not off the phone. So one finger double tap and hold again. And drag my finger to the right on the screen.
100% accessibility 15. Slider.
Okay, so that's 15. So if I rotate the bezel.
Weather page 3 of 11.
Okay, it's definitely a lot louder.
It is 12:20 p.m.
All right, let's do the other volume. So flicking to the right.
Media. 53% media.
Okay,
slider.
So here's media. So if I double tap on media, it's going to play a tune on the watch. Okay, so that's the media volume.
Home
and I've just put my, whoops.
Notifications.
Let me just go back to media.
Media
okay,
slider.
And I'm going to double tap and hold and drag my finger to the left.
40% media slider. 26% media slider.
So I'll just turn it down to 26%. Okay, and if I want to increase it, of course, one finger double tap and hold. Going to the right this time.
73% media slider. 93% media slider. 100%
media that's 100%. Alright, so to put it back to mid-range, all I got to do is just one finger double tap.
53% media slider.
Which is much more bearable. Beautiful. Alright, so that's ringer, accessibility, and media. Let's flick to the right.
Notification, 53%
slider. Let me double tap on that so we know we're in the focus. So that's the notification ring sound. So if I double tap and hold, and go to the right.
86% notifications slider. 100% notifications slider.
That's 100%. Double tap to put it mid-range.
53% notifications.
That's
slider.
Mid-range. And if I want it a little bit louder, one finger double tap and hold. And to the right a smidgen.
60% notifications slider.
And if I flick off,
system.
Back on.
60% notifications
it's now at 60%. Slider. So just be aware, when you're moving the slider, the smallest amount of movement can be quite a bit in the percentages that you're actually moving. All right, so that's notifications. And last but not least.
System. 53%
is the system sound. So I'm going to double tap on it, make sure I'm in the focus. And you get a little click sound to know you're doing the system. So if I double tap on that, drag to the right to shove it to 100.
100% system slider.
So the click sound. Okay, now remember, when we're going backwards the other way from 100%, I was going to double tap on initially.
53%
to put it back to 53 because that's what it wants to do. And one finger double tap and hold. And let's go to the right a smidgen. I'm just dragging my finger on the screen.
60% system slider. 66% system slider.
Take my finger off. And you hear the little sound from the watch, and that's it. So really, you've got the ringer volume with the ringer. You've got the accessibility with the speech sound saying 8, 12, 15, 15 being the loudest. Then you've got the media volume with the playing the music. You've got the notifications with a little ringer sound, and then you've got the system sounds with a little type sound, and that's your system volume. So you can really play with them. So there you go. That's how you adjust all the necessary volumes on your Galaxy Watch using Voice Assistant. with the Galaxy Wearable app, in my case, on my Samsung Galaxy S10. So as always, thank you for listening and bye for now.